It is undeniably still relevant today. It is the most translated document in history. It is, in almost any language, regarded as possibly the most sort of beautiful document in history, in the sense that it lays out so perfectly all the rights that need to be claimed and defended. And at a time when many human rights are under threat, I would say it's even more relevant now than it was in the past.
We have been seeing a backlash against numerous human rights advocates, including on the rights of women. How would you speak to that?
It is certainly the case that we are seeing a backlash of human rights, and I regret this tremendously. We had, from the late 70s onwards, perhaps 30 years of advances on human rights across the board. But in the last few years, I would certainly see a backlash, and one of the most visible manifestations of that is the danger and the intimidation and the reprisals that are faced by courageous human rights defenders. And this is something that the entire human rights movement is aware of and needs to step up its defense of those who are on the front line in countries that clearly where the security forces and the government have decided that human rights are actually a threat to them, and they have started to take these unfortunate measures against human rights defenders.
Human rights has no boundaries, as we've seen discrimination running rampant against many minorities in Asia, America, Africa, and Europe. How can this trend be reversed?
I do not recall a worse time for minorities, whether it's in Europe, North America, Asia, and Africa. I see minorities of all sorts, religious, ethnic, sexual, many of them, and there seems to have been a backlash against them, and there is some terrible rhetoric used against them, and they are scapegoated as somehow being the source of society's ills. So we are trying to address that in many ways, one of which is human rights education and getting people to understand, first of all, knowing what their own rights are, and secondly, how to stand up for other people's rights is a crucial way of opposing this form of discrimination against minorities.
And we also know so many people are on the move these days, immigrants, migrants, refugees. Do you feel that their rights are being abused as well?
Yes, I do. I think that in many places, migrants and refugees are unfairly treated as a threat, and also, as I mentioned earlier, scapegoated for things that are going wrong. One particular place where we are deeply, deeply troubled is Libya, from which many migrants from Africa seek to reach Europe, crossing the Mediterranean at great risk themselves. And what has happened is that they're being turned back, many of them, and or even those who do not even make it to the sea are picked up and put in truly unspeakable detention conditions, some of the worst anywhere in the world, is a blot on humanity, frankly.
How can an individual person help support human rights?
That is a very good question. And I think throughout the coming year of the 70th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, we need to get people to stand up more. For example, you know, the Women's March in the United States earlier this year, or the way that people responded to incoming refugees in Germany 2 years ago, or the way Americans went to the airports in January this year when people were caught up in the ban. There are many, many ways that people can stand up for other people's rights. And during this year, as I said, we will be urging people to do more and to speak up more wherever possible.
The Human Rights Day, is there anything you'd like to say about that?
Human Rights Day is important for us because it allows us to go back and remind ourselves about the motivations for why there was a Universal Declaration of Human Rights in the first place in 1948, which came out not only of the horrors of total war and genocide, but also from the Great Depression before the Second World War. The rights contained in the Universal Declaration cover the whole spectrum, civil and political, but also economic, social, and cultural rights. And this is always a good way of either reminding those who already knew or teaching those who didn't already know about the great importance of the Universal Declaration and precisely why it is so relevant.